So listen, Dan, you know, before we were not I guess I rudely interrupted us when I brought Daryl in and had him give us a little bit more insight on what's going on with this, you know, Kirk Cousins being in town. So my big picture theory on this is, so what if he was here in town? That's great, man. I hope that the folks in Northeast Ohio showed him some hospitality. I can't tell you how disgruntled I get. It's probably a good word. When I hear that there are players from other teams or free agents from other cities that come to our town and they're like, I just want to get there and get out. Like, that's not, you know, if you live here, you know where the good stuff is, right? And you love it. And there's a reason why we're here. And there's a reason why some people move away and come back. And I understand other parts of the state are growing exponentially. But you know what? This is a great place to be. And I wouldn't trade our spring, our summer, especially our fall for anything else. I love living here, but that's me. You don't have to. But when you see someone that's here and participating in our community, like going to a fast food restaurant, and he could potentially be a quarterback here if the chips fight place, I'm good with it. Like, I'm good with yesterday's story. Whether he ends up playing for the Browns or not, I'm good with it. It could have been any one of the free agent quarterbacks that are out there. It happened to be Kirk Cousins yesterday.
Agreed completely. And if we're putting all of the cards on the table of all of the best available options, if the goal is to win games next year that could possibly be out there, Kirk Cousins is the best option. Now, is it a good option? No, but it's the best option that's available to you. Like many other things in life, is the option in front of you a good option? Not really, but is it the best option that you have? Yeah, and sometimes that's the reality that we're living in. I would take Kirk Cousins starting this season over rookie quarterback X. You could put any of the rookie quarterbacks who could be out there out, you know, into the conversation, even Cam Ward dropping, and I probably would feel better about starting Kirk Cousins in the beginning of the year than all of those. Now, will that be the same answer in week 11? No, probably not. But to start the season, yes, of all the options available, Kirk Cousins is probably the best one. And it's still not a good option.
Steve is in Rocky River. Hi, Steve. How are you?
What's happening, Steve?
Hey, just wanted to clue you in. I know why Kirk was here.
Give it to me, baby. I want to hear it. Why was he here?
Okay, first, the verifiable fact that anybody can check. Fact number one, Paul DeBattista was not observed traveling with Browns management to see Abdul Carter or anybody else in Georgia and Florida. Fact number two, there is a building.
Wait, did anybody see Paul DePodesta in town yesterday?
I mean, he's also in San Diego.
Yeah, he's also, most of the time he's in San Diego. He's excellent at Zoom. I've heard that he knows how to Skype and Zoom. Just right. Saying. Go ahead, keep going. Sorry.
Right. Fact number two, there is a building on Rocky River, which folks who live on the east side may not know is right next to Westlake, that formerly had a penthouse occupied by Bernie Kosar years ago.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, that building is has a unique color, right?
Fact number three.
Is that true or false? That building is a unique color?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called the Pink Hotel.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, keep going. Yes. Still there, Steve?
Three.
Yes.
What fast food chain in the United States would not want to use the slogan, "Do you like that?" made famous by Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, anything else? Any other ones? Okay. So, done deal. He's our quarterback, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Now, finally, I can neither confirm nor deny that I was accidentally invited to the Signal group chat between Paul DePodesta and friends of agents of Kirk Cousins to reveal that first.
Were you, you were accidentally invited to this, right?
Correct, accidentally.
That's
just
right.
Making sure, okay.
That's right.
Yes.
First, Paul still holds a grudge against the NFL executives who talked behind his back in line at the NFL Combine in 2018. Again, independently verifiable, and said, talk trash about the Browns and about him. So Paul always wanted to get back to them. Now Paul has, I can neither confirm nor deny, revealed.
All right,
that
Steve, this is getting
Abdul
tired.
Carter
yes,
is,
last point.
Abdul Carter is going to be the number two choice.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
All right. That they are not taking a quarterback, until the end of the draft, are going to have Kirk groomed to be the quarterback, taking them to the Super Bowl in 2029. Thus,
all right, Steve. Hey, thank you. We appreciate it. I'm tired, man. Can I take a nap after the phone call?
Just keep going and going and going.
Yeah.
Again, of all of the options,
I'm trying to be nice,
QB one in the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins is probably the best option that we know of right now. So it's fine. I'm not over the moon. I'm not sitting there going, oh boy, Kirk Cousins is coming. Yay, everything's fixed. Like, nobody's doing any of that. It's just kind of like, okay, if he's here for this, cool. Great. Your over-under goes to 6.5. Cool.
Here's my question for you. If you are Kirk Cousins, and by the way, I think you're holding the cards here because you're going to wait till after the draft. Like, if the Browns draft a quarterback at 2, I don't blame you. I wouldn't come. I wouldn't give up my no-trade clause to come to Cleveland if they take somebody at 2. So he can hold on to that. My question for you then is, if Daryl's theory, which I tend to agree with, that the Browns, it would behoove the Browns to try to get back up in the first round if they wanted to try to trade for a pick in the first round, you know, maybe 22 or lower, because that you give the fifth year of control on a quarterback at that point, which I think makes all the sense in the world, and that they've got the capital to kind of move back up into that end of the first round. What does that mean, though, if they take a quarterback towards the end of the first round compared to taking a quarterback with the number 2 pick? Does that, if you're Kirk Cousins, do you look at it and go, well, all right, they did take somebody in the first round. It was the end of the first round. That probably means they may not start them in the beginning of the season, but I got to think by midseason, even if I'm healthy, they're probably going to want to switch, unless we're winning every game.
I think you have it laid out pretty well. I think that's what he's looking at it as. Okay, if I'm coming here, it's going to be with the idea that I'm going to keep the seat warm. I'm going to groom somebody. I'm going to work with them to try to get them in a position where they end up being the starter. If I play great next season, if I play just okay, probably this season. And who knows where, you know, Kirk Cousins is at that point. I mean, gosh, the guy's, you know, he's 36 years old. By the time the season starts, he'll be 37. So who knows if, like, you know, father time is starting to get to him on top of it. Like, okay, I'm in a different part of my career. Or, I mean, gosh, Andy, for all we know, he could be looking at it and saying, I'm another year off of my Achilles. How do I feel now? Now I feel better. Sure. Now I feel more spry. Now, you know, my shoulder got hurt last year. Maybe I'm a little bit better. Do you see it that way? Do you like the idea of training up for a quarterback in the first?
Yeah, I think, well, it's about the year of control. Daryl's 100% correct. That if you get the guy you want and you can get him in the first round and it's towards the end of the first round, and by the way, you know, the way you look at the salary cap, I think, makes a difference there because you'll be able to have them under the rookie contract for that extra year. That's right. That fifth year. That's what we're talking about. And knowing the constraints that they put on themselves with Deshaun Watson. Again, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Until they tell me Deshaun Watson's not on the team, I think as long as he's on the team, there is going to be an avenue, while it may not be that great, that we could end up seeing him on the field, if not at the end of this season, maybe, or the middle, depending on how he heals. I know you are vehement in your words saying there's no way he's going to be healthy enough to play this season.
I think his body will not allow him to play this season. So that's why I'm like, let's get this off the table, because I don't think his body is going to be healthy enough, or if it is healthy enough, it's healthy enough in late December. And if we're having this conversation in late December, it's because the wheels have completely fallen off of the wagon and it's floating in Lake Erie. That's really the only way that I'm looking at it. And they're going, well, need a quarterback, and he is one, so go get him, Tiger. Like, that's how I'm looking at it. It's not as much as like, well, you know, we spent the money. It's more like, I don't think his body's going to have him in a position to do this. You know what
I'll
mean?
I'll buy it. I just think as long as he's on the payroll, there's going to be a chance for him to be back on the field. And I'm not saying, again, if he's healthy enough to go back, he is training here, right? He's here.
Put out a hype video. Put out a cool kid hype video.
I think when you look at the big picture, and you know, he's on the IR, how many quarterbacks are they going to carry this year? All of these questions are laying out there for them. And I don't know if we have got to wait for, I kind of feel like Aaron Rodgers doesn't matter anymore. Does it matter?
I don't think they've been interested in it. I mean, Mary Kay told us they haven't been interested in him since Jump Street.
Yeah, I'm not saying the Browns. But I don't think, like, I don't feel like that domino effect matters anymore because of Aaron Rodgers. Do you?
Oh, gosh, no. I think everybody looked at it and said, I'm not waiting on you any longer. You're going to continue to be
and I think Russell
the
Wilson,
little attention mongrel that you've become.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go get your attention. We're going to operate the way we're operating. And if you decide to play football, great. And if you don't, whatever. Like, I think that's where we are on Rodgers is he's just going to kind of do whatever he does and it's going to have no impact on what anybody else does, except the Steelers, where if he comes back and says, hey, I'll love to play here, they'll be all in. Until that happens, I got a feeling they even have plan B, C, and D laid out. Or at least they should.
Probably. We'll see how it plays out. But I think the big picture on this story is I have no problem with the fact Kirk Cousins was here yesterday and it created a buzz. I love it. I think it's great. I mean, it's positive. He's here. He was here. Whether he's here to visit friends or, you know, whatever. And whether he's trying to drive up his price or maybe he's affecting the way people are looking at things. Who knows? But I don't know. I think it was a cool story to have yesterday, and it's a story that's got legs until about Monday. Or people go, oh, did you know he was in Westlake? Okay, well, Bill Cowher is still looking for that house in Strongsville, too. So take it for what it's worth. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. When we come back, the great Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports, Cleveland High School basketball legend. Next, right here, Baskin and Phelps.